still, it's called skeleton. Now they call them frying pans.
Okay.
If they, well, they were made different then. They're made out of cast iron. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now you mentioned that you had two stoves in that old house. What? I'm sure there wasn't electricity. What did y'all use to get light in the house at night?
Kerosene lamp.
Kerosene lamp?
Yeah, kerosene lamp. And then we got to using gasoline lamps, lanterns, finally. Then they went to electricity.
Okay.
Got electricity. I remember when the electricity come through that country over there from REA. That was one of the best things that ever, rural electric association, that ever happened.
Really changed things, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, that changed the whole thing.
That's when you first got electricity,
refrigerator. Yeah, you have a refrigerator then, you know, and electric lights and different things. Things for the kitchen, mixers, and different things.
Did people ever use anything in the old days besides a kerosene lamp? Would they have ever used other kind of makeshift lamps? I know in the South I've heard of them using like Coke bottles. They pour a kerosene into and have a wick coming out of it for a lamp. And I just wondered if you ever saw your folks use anything like that.
No, it's just lamps, kerosene lamps.
Now kerosene, is a mixture of what? Coal and
It's made out of coal, I think. But I couldn't tell you if that is all it really was. But then it was called kerosene. And they filled a container, and then the lamp had a thing, had a wick that went down in it, and you screwed that on where you filled it, and at the top it come out, and there was a little groove there, and a little thing, you turned it up and down, and you'd light it, and then fix the blaze the way you wanted it. Mm. You know, keep from smoking the chimney.
Yeah, okay. I noticed on the way up here from Denver there, I noticed a number of these pumps out in the field. These.
Oil wells.
So y'all do have some oil in this area.
Oh yeah, there's oil around. They drill down here, hit a little bit. Never hit any right around here. Close. And you had one over on the other place one time.
Okay.
There's places where it's pays a whole lot more than the farming.
I bet it does.
You bet.
Yeah. A couple other questions about the house. I was wondering if you ever heard of did you have a name for a bed that was placed on the floor that wasn't up on a frame? Would you ever called it a pallet?
A pallet, yeah. Okay. Pallet was made right in a little frame.
Yeah.
I've heard it called that.
Yeah.
We had, sometimes they call them bunk beds too.
Hmm. Yeah. I wonder if you, growing up, did you ever hear the word sugan?
What?
S-U-G-A-N, sugan.
Sugan.
Okay. It's a word I'd run across out here, and I was just curious to see if maybe you'd heard it.
Yeah.
It's a big rough blanket, I think, they used in the winter to keep
no,
warm with.
I know, we had them, but we didn't call them that.
I think it's an old Indian word.
Yeah.
Just a couple other questions here, and we'll take a break and stop. Did your mama, when you're on the beds, I was wondering, did you use pillows?
Yeah.
Did she put anything over them to protect the pillows? She used a.
Yeah, she'd make pillow slips.
Okay, pillow slips.
Yeah. She'd make them out of, what do they call that stuff? Made pillows out of, and then they filled them with feathers, and then they put a slip over. What was that?
Bag.
Bag. Mm-hmm.